Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 FM, streaming online at freakradio.org. As we've been discussing this morning, the latest news is that the Israeli army has begun a ground offensive into Gaza. The death toll in the last 8 days has reached 460 Palestinians, and I believe 4 Israelis. After 8 days of air attacks, the Israeli army has started this ground offensive on Saturday night, targeting the Gaza Strip. Palestinian sources said that Israeli tanks and armored vehicles supported by army helicopters invaded the Gaza Strip from several directions. And we've heard from folks in Gaza that ambulances cannot reach the injured. They're being prevented from reaching the injured there. So again, the Israeli army, a full-scale ground offensive in Gaza, has begun, and they're saying that this is going to be many days. Israeli warplanes started by shelling all the Palestinian security posts in Gaza. In the following days, the air raids were expanded, hospitals, homes, blacksmith workshops, a television station, school, and mosques targeted. And in fact, the last mosque that was hit, there was 11 Palestinians killed, one of whom was a child. 200 people were praying in the mosque at the time. We're joined on the phone right now by Yonatan Shapira. He's a former captain in the Israeli Air Force Reserves. In 2003, he initiated the group of Israeli Air Force pilots who refused to participate in attack missions on Palestinian territories, and he's co-founder of Combatants for Peace. He's joining us on the phone from Israel to talk about this full-scale ground invasion that's just underway. And I want to let folks, listeners, know that he has partially lost his voice due to being sick, but also shouting at demonstrations in recent days. Hello, Yonatan.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Thank you for joining me today. So, if you could start out by just giving us any of the latest news that you're hearing in Israel about what's happening in Gaza.
I don't have more information about how the ground assault is going on. I just know that invading the Israeli forces are invading Gaza Strip, and I can just say that I was just in a big demonstration in the center of Tel Aviv with thousands of protesters, Jews and Arabs from all over the country came to protest against the criminality of our government. And The thing that we shouted together were Jews and Arabs refuse to be enemies, and children in Gaza and in Sderot want to leave. And I held a sign saying that the Israeli pilots, you know, my friends until recently, are now engaged in war crimes. And it should be said and be very, very clear. Those who are participating now in bombing Gaza are, and it's sad for me to say that, but are war criminal and should be brought to international court of justice together with the leaders of this country that are bringing us this horrible destruction. And if the listeners do not know where the weapons come from, where the bullets, the bombs, and the missiles, and the high-tech warplanes, they all come from the United States of America. We get them for free. And it's you, actually, that paid for all this killing machine. Therefore, you have a responsibility, just like me. It's about time that not just the Israeli refusers will say no, not just the Israeli soldiers that understood that it's against their own interest to fight in this illegal war, but also the American people, especially the Jewish community, and whoever listened to us now, it's your responsibility, just like me, to say no. We cannot just stand still and wait until our government, with the help of Hamas, will just destroy this piece of land. And if people need history explanations and you know, to understand how we got to this place, there is a very clear and short answer. the ongoing occupation.
How did you go from being a captain in the Israeli Air Force Reserves to now holding this position that what is happening in Gaza is a war crime, and that the people that are engaging in it and planning it and executing it are war criminals?
There is a long explanation, and I give lectures about it, and I write about it, and I will be very happy to talk to you again when I have a better voice and maybe a little bit more time. So I'm really happy to talk about it. Right now, I can just give you a short answer, saying that I just listen to my heart and I use my eyes to see the reality. After years of being brainwashed by the system here, and I'm not alone. I'm part of a huge movement of Israelis that understand that you can both love your country and your people, and you can also want to protect your people and yourself, but not by killing innocents, not by killing hundreds of people in a few days, not by killing children, not by bombing a university. Who ever thought about, this kind of situation, that these young men who dreamt to be pilots and officers would become mass murderers? It's really sad. It breaks my heart to think that some of these guys that are doing it were my best friends. And I think it's important for people who listen to us to know that there are so many people in Israel that are strongly against what's going on now. Not many of them have the courage to refuse or the courage to speak out, because there's an overwhelming majority of people who support this war out of their fear and ignorance and brainwashed. But there are thousands of Israelis who are dedicating their life to try to stop this horrible crime, and we do it together. Together with many Palestinians, together with internationals, and the struggle is right here. And I invite people to come and join us. It's still free. The country is still partly free for people that come. Let's say from America. In that case, you can come and participate in the struggle with us. You can help Jewish organizations, progressive organizations that are now struggling to change the policies and to put pressure on your government. There's so many things to do, and I really urge every one of the people that listens to us now to do something today or tomorrow, just to just go and check the websites, go to check other organizations, join one of them, write letters, make phone calls to your congressman, or there's so many things one can do even when you're on the other side of the world.
What about the rocket attacks, though? There has been 4 Israelis killed. Does that not concern you, and do you not understand at least the claims that the Israeli government is making, that this is the reason they're going in and trying to take these out?
Recently, a few days ago, I was right next to the place where one of the Israelis got killed from the rocket. It's really next to where my father worked, and it's very bad. It's very sad that so many people are now under these threats and under these attacks. But we have to look at the reality, at the numbers. We're talking about overall 4 people that were killed. And mostly the Israeli government, if they want to protect its citizens, if the Israeli government, if the Israeli prime minister want to protect me, why don't they do ceasefire? Why do they refuse to negotiate with Hamas? Why do they refuse to talk about the Arab Initiative? Why do they refuse for so many years, and also in the last few weeks, to negotiate and come to a peaceful solution? Why? And I think the answer is that they are not thinking rationally. They have too much weapon, and they have no one to limit them. They have no one in the international community that can put enough pressure to stop them. So when you have a bully, when you have a very aggressive guy in a neighborhood and no one control him, this is the result.
Now, I'm going to give folks a few ideas at the end of some things that they can do. And again, we're talking to Yonatan Shapira. He is a former captain in the Israeli Air Force Reserves and a co-founder of Combatants for Peace. I want to ask you just a couple more questions, Yonatan. How do you feel right now, knowing that the Israeli army is invading Gaza on the ground? They've already bombed it for 8 days straight, and now they're going in. How do you feel as an Israeli right now?
I feel ashamed that we got to this point. I feel sad that there's so many people around the world and inside the country, in Israel and Palestine, believe in peace. At the same time, so many people know and think that it's wrong. It's still happening. And I think it was Martin Luther King and other people before him that said that the most horrible crimes in the history of humanity happened because of the good people that were silent. And that's what I feel. I feel that there are so many good people that are silent now. I feel that it makes me want to vomit when I think about Obama playing golf now. I'm so upset thinking about all these promises, all these words of change and peace and dialogue. It's nonsense if he continues now to see what's going on in my country, to see what's going on with those hundreds of kids that are now either killed or wounded, and he still play golf in his in Hawaii. I think it's just disgusting.
And finally, can you just tell us a short bit about Combatants for Peace and how people can find that organization on the web?
Yeah. Combatants for Peace is just one of many organizations in Israel and Palestine that are struggling for ending the violence and for peace and for justice. Our website is www.combatantsforpeace.org. ORG at the end. And they can watch videos and see all about us. We are basically a group of Israelis and Palestinians, ex-fighters, that decided that there is no military solution. And in order to protect ourselves and our families and our people, we should join forces and struggle together. And our first enemy is the occupation. We realize that we cannot be enemies of each other. We are so similar to each other. We were willing to sacrifice our life when we were soldiers or when we were fighters in the militia. And we did it because we love our people, we love our nations, and we want to have them living happily and secured. And now we are doing all what we do, but without using violence. That's the first and most important principle of this organization, that we are against any form of violence and we struggle together. And if we, who were enemies to each other, who wanted to kill each other, if we can now work together, struggle together, and care for each other just like brothers, I think everything is possible.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Yonatan Shapira, and may we call you back in the coming days for more information?
Yeah, no problem. We have many activists, Israelis and Palestinians, and they would be happy to talk as well as me, and I just hope that I will have more voice, because this is my weapon these days. I don't want to bomb anyone, I don't want to attack anyone, I want to talk and to use my story and to use my knowledge and my experience to influence people. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Yonatan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, that was Yonatan Shapira. He's a former captain in the Israeli Air Force Reserves. In 2003, Shapira initiated the group of Israeli Air Force pilots who refused to participate in attack missions on Palestinian territories. And he is a co-founder of Combatants for Peace, which can be found on the web at combatantsforpeace.org. And One of the things he's recently said was, "I want to shout as loud as I can and ask everyone to join us in this struggle. Palestinians and Israelis who want to stop the bloodshed. The massacre will not stop unless people from all over the world will wake up, join us, and call for boycott, divestment, and sanctions on the Israeli government. I am saying these things as a Jew and as an Israeli who wants to continue to live in this beautiful and sad piece of land." And as you heard Yonatan say just now, we here in the United States are absolutely responsible and complicit in this if we don't speak out, because it's U.S. tax dollars that are going to send these F-16 fighter jets and Apache helicopters and missiles that are flying into Gaza over the last 8 days and killing up to 460 people now, over 2,000 injured. And as you may have heard, breaking news is that the Israeli army is now invading on the ground, and the only information I've been able to get out of Gaza is that the ambulances are being prevented from reaching the injured. So, again, we are responsible here living in this country for what is happening there, especially if we're taxpayers, because it's that money being used to fund all of this. And I want to let you know some of the different ways that you can get involved. Amnesty International has a petition that you can find at their website. And Amnesty International USA, they have an online action center. They're calling on Condoleezza Rice to pressure Israel to cease this attack, calling on Israeli authorities and Hamas also to immediately cease all unlawful attacks and help reverse the dire humanitarian crisis in Gaza by exerting pressure on Israel to open the crossings, letting in food, water, medicine, and fuel, and to cease this attack on Gaza, this disproportionate reaction. That's Amnesty International. You can go to their website at amnestyusa.org to find their actions, and that's one that you can sign on to there. Also, there's a letter to Congressman Sam Farr on the Gaza crisis. You can sign on to that petition at ipetitions.com/petition/Farr. That's ipetitions.com/petition/Farr. And that's a letter to Congressman Sam Farr on the Gaza crisis, asking him to not lend his name in support or vote for any congressional resolution that fails to recognize Israel's responsibility as well and the failure to reach a ceasefire in this ongoing attack. And they're urging him to garner congressional support for a comprehensive ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and an end to the humanitarian crisis there. You can also go to IA Center, that's the letter IA, and then the word center.org, that's for the International Action Center, IACenter.org. They have an online petition. They've gotten 350,000 signatures so far, but need more. This has been initiated by Ramsey Clark, appealing to for Israel to immediately cease its murderous bombing, siege, and invasion of Gaza. Also, the U.S. campaign to end the Israeli occupation, their website is endtheoccupation.org, and they have all kinds of different ideas of actions that people can take there, from small actions to writing your congressperson, signing on to their petition as well, and their open statement to Barack Obama. There's also larger actions that people can take and all kinds of suggestions there at intheoccupation.org. Here at Free Radio Santa Cruz, we'll continue to bring coverage of what's happening in the Gaza Strip as well. If anybody out there has any information about demonstrations that are planned here locally or in San Francisco or anywhere in the Bay Area, please call us and let us know, 427-3772, and we'll try to find that information and get it out to you. It is Saturday, January 4th, 2009. The Israeli army has invaded the Gaza Strip on the ground. Again, ambulances are being prevented from reaching the injured, is the only real news we can get. And also, a mosque was bombed, killing 11 Palestinians, including one child, where 200 people were praying at the time. Thanks for listening.